Next person we're gonna do is gonna be Miss Borjani. It's Bijlani, sorry, Bijlani, Irene, Irene. 12:15:49. Our patient is a 76-year-old woman, divorced, originally from Mississippi, has no children, lives in an apartment with the help of providers. She moved to Houston in 1970s period. She sustained a rather large stroke in April of this year with right-sided weakness period. She has difficulty walking, right-sided weakness, increased pain of the lower extremity period. She also has left-sided pain because she says she uses that so much to compensate for the weakness on the right side. She has had 30-pound weight loss, increased weakness, debilitation, blood pressure 168/68. The blood pressure records indicates that her blood pressure had been around 150/60 normally. She states that the blood pressure is elevated because walking to let me in for her face-to-face evaluation period. Her heart rate is also 105. She's quite debilitated and has severe deconditioning period. Patient's weight loss has resulted in reduction in patient's LMAX. To just put reduction in patient's LMAC, period. Sorry, let me see what else I want to say. She does wear adult diapers. She has bowel and bladder incontinent. Of course, she needs help with all ADLs, period. PPS is at 40%, period. Let's see what else I want to say. She eats 40% of her meals at this time. And continues to stay home with the help of aides and nurses from hospice as well as provider services. Overall prognosis continues to remain poor. Patient continues to decline after her stroke with the increased debility, blood pressure out of control, severe deconditioning, as well as symptoms of dysphagia, causing her to eat less and increasing her risk of developing aspiration pneumonia. Continues most likely patient most likely has less than 6 months to live given the natural progression of her disease process. Thank you.